All right. Hey, good morning. Welcome back. This is the I Am Sorry About Last Night podcast, part of the Social Podcast Network, www.socialpodcastnetwork.com. Local folks doing local podcasts. Good morning. August 21st, 2025. Beautiful day here on the east side of the country. I hope it's great wherever you are at. It is raining and blowing. Well, definitely raining, a little bit of blowing. I had to run over to an appointment this morning, and it is a bit frisky outside, if I should say. Hurricane Aaron is around and definitely having some influence on our area. Not coming on land, but still a problem. And so we're definitely feeling it this morning. I thought we'd feel it more yesterday, but today it's definitely rainy and pulling some wind. And but, you know, thank God it isn't coming on land, because that thing looks pretty big. Could do some trouble, but, you know, we'll make it another day. But, yeah, that's what's going on this morning. I thought I would come upstairs, see if we could do another podcast. Might as well get on it, get back up on the horse. I was looking at the thing yesterday. It looks like it's been a month since I had done a podcast. You know, I love doing this podcast. I could do it every day. I often tell myself, let's do this every day. I can't manage my brain enough to do it every day. I just can't seem to. I don't remember what I said, and I really am trying not to make this whole thing, right? I like to just come up and chat. A guy trying to hang in there, trying to stay sober. Why are we here, right? What's the purpose? And but it's tough. I can't, you know, my memory is just, you know, I'm getting old, man. I'll be 57 this year. And I feel good. You know, I feel healthy, active. I don't know if I shared yesterday, but I have been hitting the gym. You know, I think I probably shared. I was starting, and this happens to me about this time of year. I started getting a little burned out on the paddling. I think I've shared enough about I was getting tired of the distance. And, you know, started running. And I do love running, but boy, these old bones, they don't bounce back like they used to. And I was, you know, I'm enjoying the running, but I'm like, I need to find another thing to do. And I'd sort of come up with this thing in my head, which happens a lot. All of a sudden, the gym had become my enemy. And I don't, you know, I'm not a huge fan of going to a gym every day and, you know, trying to become like something that I'm really not. And that's sort of what the gym has always been for me, is me attempting to be something that I am not, which is, you know, physically amazing, right? But I try. But I finally had this sort of notion that, listen, I just need to stay active. I just need to participate a little bit. I don't need to make a huge ordeal about it. I'm not taking, you know, all these vitamins and supplements and all this stuff. And I've learned, you know, I've done the gym in the past. You know, when I was a lot younger, man, we were hitting it, me and my buddy James. Every day, chest, back, arms, tries, you know, legs, squats, all this stuff. And eventually hurting myself at the gym, right? Deadlifting with ego, right? And, you know, eventually just sort of beat myself up so bad I couldn't go anymore. And so I've always sort of had this weird relationship, I guess blaming the gym, right? But the reality is, honestly, all of the problems that I have from the gym are unfortunately my fault. And so I sort of had this idea. I said I'd like to get back to the gym. And then with my kids being in town, and or not in town, but, you know, around more this summer, I'm like, we should all go. And so it was fun to join the gym with them and sort of hold each other accountable. My stepdaughter, you know, she struggles, you know, a little bit of weight, you know. I'm not going to put her business out there, but like all of us, right, we could all be a little better. It just requires a little more effort. And she had a birthday recently, and we all went up and saw her and, you know, got to hang out with her for her birthday. And she said to me, I'm starting this 75-day challenge. And I'm like, that's awesome. And yeah, you know, it's crazy. Unfortunately, her father was one of us, right? He struggled. And I've shared before, and unfortunately, you know, we lost him a couple years it's now been, which is absolutely heartbreaking, you know, just to see anybody go, but, you know, especially her father. And, you know, I don't think she struggles with alcohol, but, you know, clearly food can be a real thing. And So, you know, regardless of all that, we've been texting her every morning, you know, just trying to keep reminding us and her that, you know, we got today. Let's do our best. We're rooting for her, and she's rooting for us. And, you know, I think that's, you know, I do think that's one of the cool parts about, like, working out and going to the gym, and especially if you can do it with friends or families, you know, we can root each other on. You know, it's a lot like recovery, right? It's, you know, I was telling my son the tough part about, you know, getting fat is that, you know, it's easy. I won't say it's easy, but I've definitely gotten into a routine where I'm not drinking, right? And if I had to or did drink, it would set off a series of events that nobody would like to see, right? But trying to lose weight, you know, we have to eat, right? So we're having to eat our trigger, right? And that is just, you know, that's tough. So, but we're all supporting one another, and it's been fun to get back to the gym. And, yeah, just another day. Honestly, I'm just grateful I'm sober and have options today. S-A-T-O, Sato, Ozzy Osbourne, Diver, Madman, great album. Whew. I hear that music and it takes me back to when I was in eighth grade. Eighth grader. Boy, was I on a path to big trouble. But somehow we survived. Rest in peace, Ozzy. Still miss that guy. I don't know if I talked about. See, this is the part it drives me crazy. I can't remember if I mentioned this, but man, that Back to the Beginning concert was epic. And really, really cool. But so, yeah, and the other thing, you know, real quick about, for me at least, for the gym and you know, whether it's the gym or early recovery or really just any day of my life, you know, I can tend to create expectations, ideas, fantasies, right, about what I want to do or be or how I want to look and seem. And, you know, I have to remind myself, just an average guy, right? I'm just not that guy. I have to remind myself, just an average guy doing average things. And, you know, for me, it's not as much about how I look. It's that I show up. And, you know, that, you know, I find that in recovery and going to the gym, right? And so one of the things for me, accepting the idea that I do need to go to the gym. I put on a lot of weight last winter. I was really, you know, I started this spring off very heavy. And I say very heavy. And you know, the funny thing is that I weigh more now than I did when I started going to the gym or when I, because I was sharing a lot about it. You know, I was trying to get under 200 pounds. I got down to 199. And one thing about going to the gym is that we're, you know, we're working out, we're lifting some weights, and now I'm up to 207, but I feel better physically and mentally than I did at 198. And so, you know, I have to keep reminding myself what it looks like on paper doesn't always mean that it's better. Because in my mind, I was wanting to be under 200 pounds, and now lifting weights and doing the elliptical every morning, I'm up to 207, and I feel better than I did at 198. So, oh well, who knows? But it's been great. Feeling good. I'm going to try to do that throughout the winter. I'm going to try to do it one day at a time. And, you know, that was the one thing I was telling my stepdaughters. Like, she's like, I need to lose 50 pounds. And I go, man, just lose a pound, right? And I think I've talked about this. Just lose 1 pound, right? And just see if you can lose 5 pounds. You're mentally, I think, in the right place. You're heading in the right direction. I think it's if we can lose the first 5, maybe 50 is somewhere down the road. But, you know, hitting 50 pretty quickly is pretty discouraging. And I think, I know for me, you know, I've lost my desire if the results aren't showing up quick enough. And so, but yeah, I just thought I would, like I said, come up, see if we can put something together. I do want to get back on the schedule. I had a friend of mine reach out and he's like, I missed the podcast. And I was like, oh, shit. Okay. I do think that's one of the nice things about this podcast and the tough things about this podcast is that, you know, I really don't, it's not on YouTube or anything, so I don't get to hear all the negative things that people would yell at me about. I do get, some people get through and get at me and yell at me and tell me what a, you know, bad person I am and stuff, but for the most part, you know, I don't get a lot of feedback. I don't really know who listens. I feel like if this is important to anybody and we search hard enough, we will find something. And so I do like having the ability to put it out there, but man, it can be a little tough. And so my buddy reaching out was a reminder that, you know, somebody cares. And I appreciate that, brother. But yeah, so, you know, yesterday I did the podcast, talked about the 11th step, you know, the prayer and meditation. You know, one of the things that as a young person, and I see it in my kids, I think it's just a natural progression in life, but, you know, definitely as a young person, you know, my planning, my forgetfulness, you know, and really I just didn't care, you know, if I want to boil it down, if I want to, you know, fourth step it in the end, it's just that I didn't care enough to put in the effort to be able to remember or remind myself or even write things down. And so I just constantly was like, you know, aimlessly wandering around. And, you know, one of the things that's nice about recovery, you know, I do want to prevent myself from getting into a place where I become so discouraged where drinking might seem like an option. But it also is just nice for my life, right? You know, writing things. I'm still getting better, right? I had a, you know, had some haircut appointments in the past that I would miss. I started putting it on my book, and I haven't missed one since, right? I'm just trying to be diligent about, you know, putting things down and, you know, being ready for whatever comes my way. And like I shared yesterday, the 11th step has been really helpful for that, to prevent myself, one, from, you know, not getting to a place where drinking might seem like an option again, but, you know, also so that I can get my hair cut, right? So I can get my oil changed. We just went through this. My son is going back to college, and, you know, I wanted to get his oil, his car serviced before he went back. And, you know, he kept mentioning it to me. When are we going to get it? So I said, let's call, right? And so we called, and the guy's like, I can't take you till the 19th. And I'm like, no problem, right? We're in no hurry. Wrote it down, you know, scheduled it, and then, you know, showed up for it and got the stuff changed. And, you know, for most humans, that seems like, you know, pretty petty. Like, no, of course that's what we do. But for a guy like me, man, I'm thick-headed. And so it took me a while, you know, and, you know, to be honest, I mean, I run my life pretty much on a schedule. It's the small little appointments. It's the little tasks that I forget, right? You know, today my schedule's booked on my phone from 11 to 5. I know who's coming in. You know, I was looking at, and I shared about that in the podcast yesterday. You know, I've sort of been meditating this morning on my day. I've got to do three colors. My first color, I'm looking at, you know, my client. I've got nobody scheduled in between. I'm actually going to cut my son's hair in there while she's processing. But she's really easygoing, nice lady, pretty, you know. And unfortunately, guys, you know, we live in a political time now. And never in my life have we had such divide and such, you know, I have to be very careful about what I talk about with certain people. It's just, and I'm not really for their sake, really for mine, because I've, you know, I'm sort of gotten in my ways, people are in their ways, and we really don't have a lot of flexibility. But, you know, it can happen. I have some clients that are definitely very liberal, and I know, keep my mouth shut, right? Even as up to like 3 months ago or 4 months ago or 6 months ago, you know, I've had a couple clients. Even prior to the election, I had a couple clients that I would sort of, you know, voice my opinion, and I think I lost a couple clients, but it's okay because, you know, it wasn't really going to work out when we're so both strongly footed in our opinions, right? So, but I've also had to loosen my position a little bit. It's not most important that everybody knows my position. But the point is that I look and say, oh, this lady, she's pretty chill. I did a lady the other day, you know, very polar opposite of me. We've had some conversations that haven't been great, but I always say, hey man, at least, you know, we have to keep chatting, right? But today, like if I see her, I don't bring up anything anymore. It's just not worth it for her and I. And I really like her, so, you know, I don't want to lose her as a client. But, you know, like I said, I'm going through the day figuring out what we'll be doing. And, you know, it brings, at the end of the day, you know, there's nothing like sitting down at the end of the day going, God, I screwed up there. You know, I screwed up there. You know, one of the things that I wrote down, and I'm going to try to be better about doing this for this podcast so that it is a little easier or manageable for me. But like, you know, I wrote down for yesterday, I chatted about step 11. Today I wrote down order of steps, why 10, then 11, and the freedom of 8 and 9. And, you know, the 11th step, the meditation and the prayer is great, but it follows the 10th step. You know, continue to take personal inventory, and when we were wrong, promptly admitted it. And, you know, one of the things I've shared before in the past is for the 10th step is that continue to take personal inventory, and when we were wrong, promptly admitted it, and then try not to do it again. I was notorious for making mistakes in recovery, right? Making an amends, recognizing that it's my fault, and then doing it again. So, I mean, and I think that, you know, now when I'm looking at it, and actually now that I'm talking about it, I start to realize that that is sort of the 11th step, at least for me, right? You know, when I do look at my schedule and I see who's coming in, I can kind of say, oh, okay, well, you know, how was that conversation last time? Did I have to make an amends? And I've had to, right? I've had to make some amends. And they're little ones, right? Maybe one I shouldn't have even brought up politics, right? Or maybe RFK or whatever it is, or, you know, autism or, you know, these hot topics that, you know, divide us so much. But, you know, so I'm sort of using the 10th step as I evaluate, you know, whether it's my schedule or getting over, you know, taking care of my dad's house, whatever it is, I try to look back and say, okay, what was the last situation like? Did I make a mistake? Did I have to make an amends? Can we avoid it this time? And I can. And I think, so that's, you know, it's interesting why the 11th step comes after the 10th step, and they are what they are, because, you know, I would have wondered why not the 11th step after the second step, right? When we continue to take personal inventory, no, what is the second step? Came to believe, right? Came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity, right? And I'm like, well, why not, you know, the 11th step after that? But the reality is that, and I'm learning, you know, through time, is that my idea of God, my idea of higher power, my understanding, especially as a new person, as me, as a new person coming in and admitting finally, you know, I'm powerless over alcohol, my life has become unmanageable. And then to go into came to believe, and I love that word came, because that's what it's been, a process. Over time, I have woken up a little bit onto what a higher power is, started to understand what I thought it was, started to understand where I sort of got the idea of what it was, and that's usually from somebody else's opinion. And living these steps and working through all of these steps and starting to understand, for me at least, right? Because I can remember early on what I thought God was, what I thought God could give me, what I thought, you know, like I was part of a VIP club, right? What am I going to get? And then to know today that really, for me at least, that it's just a good relationship with God is a relationship that I don't hear a lot from God, right? If I'm doing what I'm supposed to do, right? And, you know, using this 11th step, using this 10th step, I can sort of prevent myself, hopefully, from getting to a point where I'm having to, you know, hear God say, you shouldn't have done that, right? You should have thought before you opened your mouth. You should have, you know, you should have used a 10th and 11th step, you know, and never gotten to this place. And so, you know, it's really good stuff, for me at least. And I hope for everybody. I hope everybody starts to experience this kind of thing. Because like I said yesterday, you know, what are we looking for? Not drink again, right? To not drink again. And yeah, that's fun. It's awesome. So yeah, you know, order of the steps, why 10, then 11, and the freedom of 8 and 9. And I've, you know, I've shared before about 8 and 9, man. It just gives us the ability to, or gives me the ability to walk down the street without looking over my shoulder anymore. It allows me to be accountable. It allows me to go from a victim to understanding that more than likely it was my fault. And to be free of that, right? I don't come across a lot of people like that, but I definitely come across people that are victims. And it's everybody's fault. And, you know, this is like where those places where I'm like, you know, I don't have to have opinion about this. It's none of my business. I don't need to be this person that tells this person that they're being a victim, right? That's their journey. But there's a time I would have, right? There's a time I would have been like, you're a victim. You need to become accountable. You need to understand the part you played. And today I realize it's not my place or important that I say that. And, you know, but that's coming from meditating, realizing, okay, I remember the last time. And my life's really based on mostly around all my hair appointments, right? Because that's what I do most of the time is work with clientele. But, you know, I can also use this in my family, right? Think twice, speak once, right? That's always, someone gave me that advice, and I find that useful in a lot of the things I do. Read twice, sign once. Think twice, sign once. But yeah, just good stuff, man. Really good stuff. I want to read the daily reflections. And then I am going to work today, and I'm looking forward to it. Let me just sort of go through my schedule today. I'm not going to talk about the people on the schedule, but I do want to see. So my first client's a color. I'm actually going to cut my son's hair while she's processing. She's a great person. I'm actually doing my mother-in-law's hair today. You know, tiptoe on some of those things around her. She's easy. And then my last color is... So this last lady that I'm doing today is... She can be a little bit challenging. I know... So this is a great example. So I do her hair every 3 weeks. She comes in for color. Once she comes in, one appointment, I just do color, and I pull a demi-permanent color, another color, all over the rest of her hair to freshen up all of her color, and then blow her out. The next time she comes back, I do a base color and a haircut, no all-over color. And then we rotate back and forth between these two. So the last appointment she had, right, she was late. She was 20 minutes late to her appointment. And, you know, of course, she had a lot of good reasons. And, you know, once again, remind myself it's not important that I comment on her reasons why she's late. She's late. I was not able to do the all-over color. I was only able to color her hair and then blow it out. And she's like, how am I going to get back on my schedule? And so I had to remind myself that today, when she comes in, I'm going to put a base color on. I'm going to put all-over color on her hair, and I'm going to cut her. If I forget that, right, and I am sensitive, I've been called out on this, but if she came in and she goes, oh, we have to do the all-over color this time, and if I hadn't remembered or sat down and sort of gone through my day prior, I would be annoyed because she has a lot of hair, right? It's a ton of hair, and it's a huge process, and it's messy. But, you know, now that I'm looking at it, I remind myself, okay, she's going to be getting all over color, all over her, the rest of her hair, and a haircut. Let's remind ourselves of that so that, you know, and now I can say, all right, I'll lay out, you know, for her base color, I'll get that out. And then for her, the rest of her hair, I'll get those out too, and I'll be ready. And it'll go a lot smoother, right, than if I didn't pay attention to this. And like I said, for me, meditation is not always like crisscrossing my legs with incense. It's really just looking at the facts and preparing, because when I become inconvenient, right, arrogance shows up. And when arrogance shows up, unfortunately, you know, making an amends somewhere may end up after that. And I want to avoid all of that. Arrogance is a devil. She only shows up with inconvenience, and I don't want to see that devil today. So, but that's, you know, that's how I use it in my life. So that's, and then I have a men's haircut after that at 4:30. And then at 5:30, this person has booked on here as a consultation, right? But she's looking for a smoothing treatment or something that lasts longer than Brazilian blowouts. Now, I know you guys are like, what the hell is he even talking about? But it's a smoothing treatment. There is nothing better. But I have this sort of funny feeling that she is looking to have this done tonight at 5:30. So instead of avoiding the whole thing, I'm going to give her a call ahead of time and just see if I can sort of have this consultation over the phone instead of her coming in and then realizing that I cannot do a smoothing treatment at 5:30 in the evening. So, yep, just planning it out works a lot better that way. You know, I shouldn't be coming home tonight in a bad mood. Hopefully, right? All right, let me read the daily reflections, and then I am going to go, you know, take care of what I just read about. All right, August 21st, we just try. My stability came out of trying to give, not out of demanding that I receive. The best of Bill, PP 4647. As long as I try with all my heart and soul to pass along to others what has been passed along to me and do not demand anything in return, life is good to me. Before entering this program of Alcoholics Anonymous, I was never able to give without demanding something in return. Little did I know that once I began to give freely of myself, I would begin to receive without ever expecting or demanding anything at all. What I receive today is the gift of stability. As Bill did, stability in my AA program, within myself, but most of all, in my relationship with my higher power, whom I choose to call God. Yeah, that's good stuff. All right, listen, I am going to go to work. I appreciate you letting me share, and we'll chat later. Bye.